There's a number of factors playing a role when it comes to our markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. That has been the case here over the last, it seems like, months or so. But there are a number of factors playing a role, especially when it comes to our livestock markets. Brad Koyma is with Koyma, Koyma & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa. And we talk about just one of them, a possible meatpacking plant strike.
Well, Keith, thanks for having me on. I kind of, you know, long for the old days when we talked about what cattle weighed and what the demand was like and all that other, you know, cattle news. But this is what it is. And so, yes, I mentioned 100 times, you know, on the radio here with you guys that uncertainty is bearish cattle, and particularly when you throw in this this Greeley story. Now, I am not going to pretend to know how this is going to go. I feel just a little less worried about it today than I would have if we had done this show on Friday. You know, we get through the Friday, through the weekend where they decided, okay, we're going to keep negotiating. We'll come to work. They haven't made that drop dead, okay, we're walking out, you know, here's your 7 days notice and then we're not coming back kind of a deal. But I don't know, you know, I could talk myself in a circle. If you're the employer and you're killing cattle that are losing $400 a head, you know, it doesn't take a lot of imagination to think, well, maybe this wouldn't be the worst time in the world for a work stoppage, you know. But on the other hand, they've got to be a reliable supplier of meat. They don't want to lose their workforce. It's hard enough to get anybody to work for you.
Then you throw in what's going on with our tariff and all of our tariff talks.
Tariff thing creates issues with the stock market, takes issues with the U.S. economy, and when you're talking about a cattle market that's this high, Keith, you know, even those small arrows sting when you're at levels like this, you know. So I'm urging cattle guy to be very careful. I worry that we're not killing enough cattle. Got some big cattle around. I know that the supply is tight. I get it. I've known that for a long time, but everybody, let's use their head here a little bit.
As Brad pointed out, markets do not like uncertainty, as you can see what's going on. Really looking for some type of direction here at this point. With your Farm News Updates, I'm Keith Weinberg.